when we are dealing with Hashem's children, the goal is we should do it only for that sake. But that is not always what happens. Therefore, the Mishnah says that those that are being involved and exerting himself with the tzibur, they should know shezchus avosam tayatam, that it is the merit of their forefathers that is going to help out. Whatever you do with the congregation will be successful. That the people that are working with them will be successful. They may think that it's going to be advantageous for them to deal with the tzibur in a way that they think is appropriate. The Mishnah is saying you should know that all of your success is only going to come in the merit of their forefathers. Vitzitkosam, the righteousness of our forefathers, Amedes La'ad, stands forever. So therefore, what's the purpose of saying those words? It's saying to them, don't be a big shot. Don't try to crown yourself with glory when you're working with the tzibur. Don't try to push people around. Understand very clearly that all success that comes to the tzibur is as a result not of your efforts, but it is a result of the merit of their forefathers. So therefore, stay humble. Don't overdo it. You don't need to feel overwhelmed. When you are dealing with a congregation, it is challenging. And therefore, the Mishnah is saying to you, all of your hatzlacha, all of your success is going to come as a result of their forefathers. It's not your ingenuity. We are human beings. And the general notion of human beings is to do things for reasons. And the Mishnah has said to us many times that you can even serve Hashem shelo lishma, not for the proper intention, because from serving with not a proper intention, you will come to serve him with the proper intention. Therefore, they say that when you are raising children, sometimes you raise them more with a little bit fear, because they can't understand what it means to just serve for nothing. But as you get older, and as you mature, and as you become wiser, then you're able to serve Hashem with love. If we would wait, and we would say to people, you shall only serve Hashem without awaiting any reward, it's very, very possible that very, very few people would be able to do that. And that's why throughout the prophets we see that they talk about reward. Even in the Kriya Shema, it talks about reward. In the second chapter it says, if you will do Hashem's will, you will have rain and you will have what you need to have. And if God forbid you turn away from Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, the opposite will take place. The same thing we see in Parshas Bechukosai, which is full of Musar. It says over there, if you will walk in the path of Hashem, what will happen? But if you don't walk in the path of Hashem, what will happen? So there is always a reward and there's always a punishment. Now those people that are Davuk by Hashem, they are very seriously attached to Hashem, they're very, very close to Hashem. Those people are already on a level that they're able to serve Hashem just out of love. So it's a goal that is a life's pursuit to be able to conduct ourselves in a way which is beyond the way human beings are trained to conduct themselves. But living in a very, very secular world, living in a very, very anti-religious world, living in a world that emphasizes the good life of this world, living in a world which emphasizes pleasure and enjoyment and extravagance and everything else you can think of that goes on in this world, all of those things are not ingredients that create holiness. The holiness requires what many of our great leaders did, is they left society and secluded themselves. Whether they secluded themselves in the forest, whether they secluded themselves in the Beis HaMedrash, whether they removed themselves from worldly pleasures and were totally engrossed in the Holy Torah, where they were totally focused on Hashem and Torah and the holiness that comes forth from the study of Torah. Through those ways, one is able to achieve those spiritual heights, and people that are fully, fully concentrated are reaching spiritual heights and closeness to Hashem. But for the common folk, you can't be on rung 10 of the ladder when you haven't done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's not a snap of finger, easy thing to go ahead and try to be on that level. Hashem has told us He would like us to be there. Kedoshim Tihu, you should be holy. Kikodesh Ani, because I am holy. But to make that request is a very, very difficult thing, because Hashem, you're up there in a world where you don't have the challenges that we have over here. So to say I should be holy like you're holy, how is that supposed to exactly happen? Very, very difficult. But it is a goal that we are constantly pursuing in our life, to be attached and devoted to Hashem, and everything that we do in life, we should have in mind Hashem, because at the end of the day, everything is supposed to arrive at greater knowledge of Hashem and greater devotion and attachment to Hashem. It's not something that just happens. It is a process of years and years and years and years and years of work for a person to get there. When we are working together with the congregation, it is very, very important. For instance, sometimes we are serving them, but sometimes we are also forcing them and insisting upon them to serve Hashem a certain way, to do a certain mitzvah. Sometimes it may mean redeeming somebody that was jailed. Sometimes it may mean giving charity in order to accomplish good things, whatever it may be. It's not so easy to get the congregation to do that. So we need to know that the merit of our forefathers is going to help, that the people and the congregation should be able to come up with the funds that are required to accomplish the mission that the congregation has set out to accomplish. Vitzitkosam, and whatever the congregation is going to do, not going on our forefathers now, Vitzitkosam and the tzedakah and the righteousness of the tzibur, what the tzibur will do, Omedes La'ad, will be a protection and a merit for the congregation itself. Now, what happens with these people who are pushing them to do the mitzvah? Or what happens with the people who are helping the congregation in their daily needs, in their daily requirements, and in the process many times they are abused and they take insult and they are personally injured or find themselves in a confrontation? What happens with them? The Mishnah says something that's very, very reassuring. Ma'al ani aleichem. Hashem says that I will consider sachar harbe, a lot of reward for you. Ki'ilo asisem, like you did it yourself. That means if I push the congregation to give tzedakah, Hashem says I will consider that as if you spent all of your own personal money. A lot of times it could mean that while I am working with the tzibor, many times I am not able to fulfill the mitzvah that I need to fulfill properly. Sometimes I can't accomplish what I need to accomplish on a personal level. And many times that could discourage a potential askin. It can discourage a person who works with the tzibur, perhaps not to work with the tzibur, because he has to put himself on the line and he has to forfeit some of his spirituality, some of his mitzvah fulfillment for the sake of the tzibur. And sometimes he may miss out a mitzvah because of the sake of the tzibur. You know, we have a saying in the Talmud, Chayach HaKodmim, that your spirituality comes first, your life comes first. So this is very, very reassuring when it says here, I will consider it as if you did the mitzvah. I mean, it's possible for a person not to do a mitzvah, but because he was engaged with the tzibur, Hashem will consider it as if he did the mitzvah. That's very interesting. So it's a new phenomenon. You don't do anything, and we consider it as if you did everything. And vice versa. When you think you're doing everything, you're really not doing anything, because it's the merit of their forefathers that's doing it. The Mishnah is giving us a deep understanding here, that we are not in control. We have to be humble when we work with the tzibur. It's really not us, it's really them, and it's their forefathers. And therefore, once we get to that understanding, that it's not us, it's easy for us to accept whatever befalls us in the course of working with the tzibur. That's why every Shabbos before Musaf, there's a special prayer that we say, V'chol misha oseik b'tzorchei tzibur be'amuna. For all those that busy themselves with the needs of the congregation, be'emuna, with integrity. And integrity could mean, like we say here in the Mishnah, l'shem shamayim, that they're doing it for no other purpose, just to take care of Hashem's children, Hashem's tortured children, Hashem's suffering children. A person goes and he works with the tzibur with all his heart and all his soul, without any intention of any reward. Hashem says, I will reward you. And it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishalem Scharam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay them back the proper reward that they reserve. V'yosmehem kol machlo. He will remove from them all sickness. V'yirpalachol gufam, he will heal their bodies. V'yistalachol avonim, he will forgive their sins. V'yishlach barocha v'hatzloch, and Hashem will send blessing and success. V'chol ma'aseh yedeihem, and all their actions and everything that they're busy with. That's why when we are working with Hashem's children, we need to know that every single moment we are pleasing Hashem. And I will give you a marshal that they say, I will give you an example. There is a father who sends his son away to a far country, and they're separated for a very, very long time. And the father is concerned what is happening with his child. And the child sends that there is a wonderful family who took me in. They helped me out. They give me a place to sleep, give me food to eat. They treat me like their own. The father is overjoyed. There comes a time where the father says, I'm coming to visit you, my son, and I also want to see who are these people that have been taking care of you. The father makes the trip to the other side of the world, and he arrives, and he's happy to see his son in good spirits and in good health. And he says, I want to see who these people are who took care of my child. When he introduces his father to the people who have been taking care of him, the father showers the people with presents. You took care of my beloved son. Each Jew, each son and daughter of Hashem is beloved to Hashem. When we help out any Jew, Hashem loves us for doing that. But the Mishnah here is saying that when we help out a congregation of Jews, many, 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 many Jews, the esteem in which Hashem holds us is beyond, beyond, beyond any reward that this world can even give us. Our forefathers and the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah who put the prayers together for us felt it necessary to stimulate the Jewish people to help each other because it's not so easy. And that's why we say this prayer and everybody hears is, they say a little joke. Why does it say Hashem Yishalom Schorom? Hashem will pay the reward. Why don't we say the congregation will pay the reward? If I work for you, you need to pay me. So v'chol mi she'osek b'tzarchet tzibur b'emunah, whoever works b'tzarchet tzibur, with the faithfulness, the tzibur should pay the reward. It says Hashem will pay the reward. So they say because the tzibur and the congregation will never pay you. Only Hashem can pay back the Jew that is selfless. Only Hashem can pay back the Jew that gives of his time and of his energy and of his resources and of his efforts to help out the tzibur. But if you're going to go ahead and wait for the tzibur to pay you, it's not going to happen. So we need encouragement. And we need stimulation that when we are facing a difficult challenge with the children of Hashem, that we should do it. And the Mishnah has to say to us, there's two reasons you should do it. Number one, don't be afraid, because they have schus avos that come from holy forefathers. And the forefathers' merit is going to help them, and in return it's going to help you help them. Therefore, jump into the work and do it with all your heart and all your soul. And at the same time, you should know that you won't lose by it. Number one, if you think you're going to miss out on a mitzvah, don't worry. Hashem says, I'll give it back to you. And whatever you think you're losing, there's plenty, plenty reward in store. But this is dealing with it in a human way. It's dealing with it, number one, in a spiritual way, and it's also dealing with it in a realistic way. Now, there's all different types of people in the world. Some people will be osik b'tzarchet tzibur on a spiritual level. Some people will be osik b'tzarchet tzibur on a more realistic level. Whatever it is, the point that the Mishnah is trying to get across is that by helping Hashem's children, no matter which way you help them and no matter for what reasons you help them, you will have success. On a personal level, on a successful level in terms of accomplishing the proper things with the tzibur, that you're not alone. Nothing is being overlooked. You are not being overlooked while you're working with them. The tzibur is not being overlooked. No matter how great the challenge is, they are going to be taken care of. This is a full circle operation of a melem im tzibur. This is, in a nutshell, that what we need to take away from here. And more than anything else, don't think that you are the one that's accomplishing it. There's many, many other forces that are involved in making whatever you try to create successful.